Ballot question 3, the one that asks voters if they want to keep a transgender civil rights law, has put the spotlight on bathrooms. But when it comes to bathrooms, the marketplace isn't waiting for Election Day. WBUR's Martha Biebinger tours bathroom changes already underway here in Massachusetts.
The most obvious change is to the signs outside bathrooms in libraries, hospitals, museums, restaurants, and here in Watertown at Tufts Health Plan.
This was one of the fun things, and there are a lot of designs out there.
Lydia Green, the head of human resources, says Tufts settled on an all-gender symbol with the following sentence.
This restroom may be used by any person regardless of gender identity or expression.
Tufts posted this sign on all its single-user bathroom doors in May. Similar signs and gender-neutral single bathrooms are becoming routine in new buildings, says Rebecca Berry, president of Feingold Alexander Architects in Boston.
Since about 2015, it's become an ordinary portion of the design discussion.
But Berry says her clients, most of whom are large public or private institutions, prefer to add these bathrooms quietly.
They want to be seen as being responsive and responsible without getting into, shall we say, the politics of gender identity, which have been, frankly, used in a divisive manner.
There's no hiding from the politics of gender identity in bathrooms at the American Repertory Theater, or ART, in Cambridge. For a second example of changes underway, meet Mark Lunsford.
I'm the artistic producer at the American Repertory Theater.
So you are holding open the door of what used to be the men's room, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
And we're all going to walk in together?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ART turned its existing men's and women's rooms into all-gender bathrooms. Men queue with women going into what used to be the women's room. In the former men's room, women walk past patrons standing at urinals to enter toilet stalls.
We have added these barriers between the urinals for more privacy.
Anna Fitzloff, the theater's managing director, says the switch to all-gender bathrooms began 2 years ago when the ART produced a show about the lives of trans women.
It was during that time we felt that we needed to invite all of our audience members to be open to this, and then we kept it.
Fitzloff says the gender-neutral bathrooms also help moms taking their young sons to the toilet, or grown sons helping a mother with dementia. Lunsford says he gets lots of questions about the ART bathrooms, but little of what he calls fierce opposition.
The minute you say, we have a lot of folks in this space who don't identify on the gender binary, or that benefit from not having gendered restrooms for many other reasons, as Anna has just said, they say, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Opening both bathrooms to all has also made it easier to move 600 people in and out of the theater during a 15-minute intermission. But architects say equal access to the men's room is not the wave of the future. The next generation of bathrooms is down the carpeted hall of a new UMass Boston dorm. Suddenly, there's a wide opening with no door. Chanel Ahn, a resident assistant on this floor, turns in.
So as you enter the space, there's this column in the middle.
And then a row of sinks and mirrors where students of any gender brush their teeth. There are three doors in the wall that faces the sinks.
Some of these doors are a combination of showers and bathrooms. Some of them have only toilets. These really are like bathrooms in your own home. They're not a stall situation. That's like the biggest thing. You really have privacy.
You don't have to say who you are, what your identity is. You can just go to the bathroom.
That's Chloe Strange, who supervises the RAs in this dorm. UMass Boston students asked for these unisex bathrooms. The university had to get a code variance from the state because there are no specific men's or women's bathrooms on these residential halls. Andrew Weiss, the campus master planning director, says students seem happy with the arrangement, and he hasn't heard any complaints.
We're thrilled with how it came out and that it's been successful for our resident community.
The International Plumbing Code was revised earlier this year so that individual all-gender bathrooms like the UMass Boston layout count toward the required number of traditional male and female bathrooms. But Massachusetts has not adopted these changes. There are issues with this model. Single floor-to-ceiling stalls are more expensive to build, light, vent, and clean. Drug users can overdose accidentally without being detected. And Matt LaRue with HMFH Architects is still looking for the right balance between privacy and supervision in, say, middle schools.
Putting students into essentially a closed small room, which is not passively monitored, could present some problems for safety or security.
Back at Tufts Health Plan, Lydia Green pushes through a curtain of plastic into two large bathrooms in an area the company is renovating. They will be open to all.
But these will be stalls.
Four stalls and sinks on this side.
And no urinals in here?
No urinals.
Okay. Urinals over there?
Nope. No urinals over there.
Oh, no urinals at all?
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting rid of the urinals.
Getting rid of the urinals.
Wow. Is that where you think we're headed?
I think so.
Interesting.
What do you think, Kenneth?
Green looks to Kenneth Livingston, who heads the Tufts LGBT working group. He nods in agreement. Well, if the future of bathrooms means no more urinals, just one request for people who use a toilet while standing, please lift the lid. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.